happened?
For these students at Hahn Elementary School in Rohnert Park, walk and roll to school day can still mean a trip on the bus. Just not a gas-powered one.
It's a walking bus.
Here's kindergarten teacher Charlotte Straub.
So some of us are walking and some of us will be rolling to school on scooters and roller skates or bicycles.
Rollerblades were out too. Nathan, Zoe, and Liam were among the estimated 10,000 students in Sonoma County getting to school on their own power on International Walk and Roll to School Day.
Celebrated nationally, actually internationally, and it's a day where we encourage kids and families to walk or bicycle to school, or scooter or skateboard or unicycle or anything that is human-powered.
Tina Panza is the director of the Safe Routes to School program for the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition. The county began getting involved in walking to school programs about a decade ago, and Panza says it's making a difference.
We are seeing travel behavior shift at the schools that we're working with, about an average of a 6% increase in the percentage of students who are walking and bicycling, but it varies pretty widely.
Proctor Terrace Elementary School in Santa Rosa has tracked about a 30% increase in the number of students traveling to school on their own power. They do weekly walk-roll days each Wednesday. Panza says on those days, the streets are much quieter.
On those Wednesdays, they have anywhere from 65 to 85% of the kids walking or bicycling. For the most part, the parking lot and the street around the school is pretty clear on Wednesdays. It's really interesting to see.
What's possible at Proctor Terrace, though, might not work at every school, she says.
It varies depending on how active the school is, how walkable and bikeable it is, how much parents are promoting it, whether they have walking school buses, all those factors. But a really active school community can get something really good going.
At this point, you might be wondering, why is there a need for this? According to the national arm of Safe Routes to School, the number of kids who walk or bicycle to school has dropped dramatically in just one generation, from about half in 1970 to just over 10% today. At the same time, obesity rates have soared. Traffic clogs the streets and transportation costs are on the rise. Plus, kids seem to like walking to school.
What do you think is more fun, walking to school or taking the car?
Walking.
Why is that?
Because you get to see more things, but when you're driving, you go faster, so you don't get to see as much stuff.
Zoe Roberts is in second grade at Hahn. At her old school, she and her mother, Nikki, walked most days. But yesterday was their first time since moving to Rohnert Park.
Remember when we lived in Daly City, we walked, we got to meet all the neighbors and the people along the way?
Yeah.
That was nice, too.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton, walking to school.
Go get your sticker. Do you want to sit on the steps and I can help you take off your rollerblades?